Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AGWC Quarantine Rumble recording. Holy shit. Here we go. First off, right off the bat, Seraphly. You know, there's really only one way to do this one, so let's just get started, shall we? Fucking understand. There's rain outside and I don't think you can hear it through my headphones. Instead there's just kids whining and dogs roaring and we're just here listening. Mutts don't love at night and we're just in Discord disconnected. Just fucking voices. Fucking voices. We are creations, just a group chats in fucking quarantine. In fucking quarantine. In fucking quarantine. Fucking understand this time in the world, but we can't use it cause we're broken. Instead there's just complaining and morons crying and we're just here listening. Who still loves at night when we're just in Discord disconnected? Just fucking voices. Fucking voices. We are temptations, just reminders of what we used to be. Before this quarantine. Before this quarantine. Fucking understand. The rain's inside and I pray you can't hear it through my headphones. Instead there's just tick scrolling, video zooming, and we're clinging to memories lingering in our minds. Bad enough time while we're disconnected. Just fucking voices. Fucking voices. We aren't salvation, just indications of the tears flowing down our cheeks. In fucking quarantine. I remember before this quarantine. I just survived the quarantine. Okay, fade out or something. I can't do it when it's live. You all get the picture. Okay, back to the actual document where I, like, provide my critique and some hopefully useful insight. All right, so now, actually, Seraphly, so you just need to know immediately that this piece gave me such a huge entertainment value that I'm just going to send you a Who the Fuck is Liv shirt anyway. Like, I mean, spoilers, you're just getting a shirt. Now, that isn't to say that there weren't some points of criticism. On the plus side, I based a full-length song off of, like, the 8 lines you gave me. On the minus side, writing all of those lyrics, Kind of made me notice the heavy repetition of the word just, which after a while kind of grated at my writer sensibilities, but, and the big but, and kind of just like the automatic point here for getting a Who the Fuck is Liz t-shirt, you gave me hours of entertainment with 8 lines. So in the category of entertainment per word, you're pretty much crushing it. And there's a new hit single, so what more could you possibly ask for? I feel like I'm breaking with tradition by having KDK next. I feel like there was a thing about KDK always being last. Like, I seem to be remembering this, but no, second this time. Some things just haven't faded in the time that we've been apart. The need for garlic. Your ability to paint with your words. In the first stanza here, I could see it. I mean, I could feel it. And that just takes talent. It was such a satisfying read to go through this one. So I'm so glad that you're back. And like, fair warning for people who are expecting an old school style wing beatdown. There is really no beatdown here. I'm just glad to see everyone. So a lot of this is maybe there's a point of criticism where I give something, but positives all around here. I'm so thrilled to see everybody back. So a lot of this is just me rambling in true wing fashion. All right, I did my thing. KDK, you painted with this piece, and I was so, so pleased to read this one. So hell yeah! All right. Who the fuck is Liz? TLM. Your shit, like, the theme is just so downright refreshing to see you again, too, and you gave me probably the most topical presentation for the genesis of this second run, basked in the glorious question that is, who the fuck is Liz? Now, there are parts of this, just straight up, it was popping off of my tongue as I read this. Stanza 3 in particular is just chef's kiss material. Though, you did seem to forget one of my popular catchphrases, or maybe you didn't, and you just did this intentionally, but fuck your parentheses. But welcome home indeed. Now, I will say that there were also some parts where, in my personal reading, I kind of felt like there was a rhythm break. And when I was younger, I cared about that immensely and probably would have gone off the deep end now. But honestly, I'm just happy that you're back. And it's so, like, again, you know, again, kind of the theme of this recording is I can't tell you how awesome it is to read your shit again. Like, aside for the global perspective, to this day, the pieces that I have enjoyed reading the most have come out of this contest. And, like, I honestly mean that. You know, published media, like, bookshelf material, I will put down to read your shit. Like, it's so nice. Okay, I'm probably going to say that, like, 30 more times before this recording is out, so I'm just going to move on and say, all right. All right, Utora made it back, too. So I like this piece. Because at this point in my read-through, it was a very strong contrast to the things that I had read thus far. And I just likened it to a flower that I find in the yard outside of my apartment. You know, I'm tempted to pluck it, but I don't pluck it because then, you know, the flower is going to die and the life just needs to be cherished. Like, your last stanza really stands out to me. Now, before the last stanza and the move up to that, like, just, again, another chef's kiss moment. I did find the line breaks in places to kind of be a little bit underwhelming, if that makes any sense. I mean, I'm going to explain it, and this is actually probably the biggest critique point universally. This comes up a lot in this recording. But, like, I've never been, personally, a big fan on doing line breaks at prepositions or verbs. It kind of creates a pause that to me, it's unnatural, or at the very least, atypical. And I think that in those cases, you should reserve them for instances where you want the beat shift that that break generates to create a pop. So, specific example, you have, there are spots on your cheeks with the break after R. And the secondary line here just didn't carry a lot of weight for me. There wasn't a whole lot of emphasis there. So I found the verb pause to be a bit strange. Now, I imagine an alternate universe where I insert some shit into your last stanza, which is already amazing and shouldn't be touched at all. But imagine if instead I change that to gets exposed, composed, steeped in a tea that is bitter enough to bite. So I put in that is, just so I could have a line break on a verb that matched what was before it. And the point that I'm trying to make there is that if I were to break between the is and the word bitter really pops, and it places an emphasis on the word that follows. And so in that case, I would find the line break to draw me in with that thing that I usually find jarring, if that makes any sense. So it would serve the purpose, and the power of the word bitter would really carry everything in that case. I guess I've, like, advanced as an educator over the years, like, as opposed to me, I don't know, like, you know, 7 years ago, I'd just be like, I didn't like that, or whatever, and then I'd move on with life. But now, you get to know why. Ha, sweet. But anyway, again, backtrack. Too much diving into negative space. Like, oh my god, your last stanza was just, oh, fuck. So good. So good. PK, you entered the chat. Interestingly, I have similar comments carrying through. Amazing how what I said became a theme throughout all of my notes. Actually, a theme. I still find the verb breaks to be a bit weird. Your one at Survivor was fine, because Survivor is a powerful enough word to carry in play on its own. And your play on Beached and Benched was humorous enough and, frankly, required that attention to get drawn to it. So that one is, like, absolutely perfect. Just perfect example of execution of making use of that style that I'm trying to talk about but fumbling through miserably. Note to everyone currently listening, I'm actually coughing a lot lately. I don't know if it's COVID or just my normal bouts of chronic bronchitis, but I am, like, essentially holding it off for this recording. So if I suddenly, like, feel like I'm about to die or something, I'm, like, forcing it down. So heads up on that front. Anyway, back to PK, because I felt it, like, trying to emerge in this particular portion of the recording, and to hell with editing voice crap. We can save that for words. Written words, to be specific. Anyway, back to the point. Breaking on your beach bench play is absolutely perfect, because it makes all the sense in the world. You want people to be drawn to that point. And again, I have my note here, like, wow, I feel like this recording is going to be about how I'm happy to see everybody, and holy shit, fuck the scoring, I'm just so thrilled to see people back. And of course, PK, come on, you were a judge, you've been around, been to your house, like, multiple times. I mean, reading your stuff has always been an absolute joy, so I'm so happy that you came back and got into this quarantine rumble goodness. Now I'm just gonna move on. Because, you know, that's what I do. Kira! Holy shit, this was an interesting little piece. Your last stanza graph pretty much drilled this image into my head and carried a bunch of vibrancy. I just love it. Now, again, no shit, right? The breaks in some places felt a little weird to me. A few, though, really, really made things pop in a way that I truly, truly appreciated. A lot of this came in the last stanza, because, like, holy shit, solid sign-off. I got through that last bit, and I nodded. I just straight up nodded, just staring at my screen, like, yes, nice. So, it's become painfully obvious, I'm still holding my guitar, so thank you for adding another high-quality piece to the list of high quality pieces. This recording is This is maybe the trashiest critique recording I've ever made because the critique is so light and my just abundant pleasure at reading everybody's stuff again is just front and center. Sorry, I can't help it. Deal with it. Frosted! God! Frosted, you're back. And another person who I'm so glad made it back into the fold. You took a very interesting approach here that I appreciated, which was, thank you for mixing it up with a prose piece. And this one was really intriguing to me. Like, the whole plot, the element, the device, the labyrinth. I mean, maybe it just spoke well with current events and the uncertainty in the world and the desire to get emotions out. But I just had that thrill of reading something different in the pile that made me think about current events, but not in a way that made me obsess over current events. And I feel like you did this with this particular plot. Now, that being said, while I was definitely entertained, this one needed a bit more of an editing pass because I found typos in here and I stared at them, and as I stared at them, I had that same old damn scrutiny from years ago. So I would say, give this one another go through, iron out the typos, and then make people enjoy the entertaining plot as the mouse tries to scream. Moving on to a poorly disguised knight of chivalry. I could not help but just read this shit aloud as I went through the critique chain. And when I say shit, I don't mean shit in a bad way. I mean, like, holy fuck, it's awesome. No joke at all. The disused antiques part made me just pause my read and say great choice again aloud. The break at While They Spread was kind of a bit awkward to me when I read it, to be honest. But I love how you just wove together all of the insanity that's going on in the world and condensed it all into this nice little packet of goodness that I got to read. So nicely done. VOC. Hot bloody fucking damn. Now, since line breaks and deciding when to drop them has and will probably remain a steady theme in this recording. Hint, it will, because I have written notes. So, like, I know the future. Right. I'm going straight to the point. Just right to the issue, right to the perfect example that I've been searching for, and that's where you say, if the people like what you say, break or not. Now, this break to me is fucking perfection. Since I know you want some mention of perfection in the recording when it comes to you, there it is. There it is. That break is perfection. Now, there are cases to me when I see something with just, I see a line with two words in it, and I'm like, fuck, that's underwhelming. Because generally speaking, people don't pack a lot of meat into those two words. I mean, historically, on the average in this contest, when I see a line break like that, I usually am like, okay, what's important about this? And I don't find anything important, and then I ask, why was that style choice made? And usually, I have no fucking idea why, and it makes me question life and my life choices. But, in this case, it can't be. You've added emphasis to a potential split meaning. Does the or not couple to the statement of liking what was said? Or does it arc back to the entirety of the stanza? Does it pair against the original question? Can I give you some advice? Or maybe it's hitting back against the just get a real job so you can have a salary? Like, shit. Like, people, look at that line break. Stare at that line break and go, holy shit. If you're going to execute a short line, two-word stack, there you go. Like, that's the place to equip that tool. So, shit, you know, I loved reading your stuff 5 years ago, and I still enjoy it now, so fuck that noise and just keep flying. Moving on. F! Some more hot damn. Welcome back again. Now, in this case, the last two lines of this hit hard in a way that was just absolutely chef's kiss. Again, I question some line breaks here, much in exactly the same vein of all of the prior commentary. Now, for example, measured doses are hard to take. The separation of the verb at that point didn't really do very much for me. It just kind of disjointed from the line of action, so to speak, if I'm stealing a comic book term. But the shift here, like, I didn't feel like a lot of meat. Now, compare that to the final stanza, where you make a similar break at a verb. My epitaph will command my devout. Okay, carry on. Now, epitaph is a strong word here. It just stands on its own, right? That solid F sound in the word carries some weight, both in execution and, of course, in the definition of the actual word itself. So the shift from that is primed to be good in general, but then it feeds into an equally strong, powerful word in command. So that's just solid execution in my book. Like, a perfect example of where, when I complain about it in other places, or, to be honest, my complaints in this recording and contest in general are pretty lightweight because I'm still stoking the high. But that spot in the last stanza is another example where it's executed very nicely, and holy shit, another nice piece. And now with that, after 21 and a half minutes of me bubbling over how you're all back, I've reached the end of the list, and I just realized that I didn't really declare a winner. And I'm probably not going to declare a winner. I'm probably just going to send some people some shirts. I don't know. I think I'm going to... Okay. I don't know. We'll pick four shirts. Four shirts. Okay. So who's going to get one of these four shirts? Seraphly gets a shirt simply because, holy shit, that was dope as fuck. I mean, they're all so goddamn good. Like, where do I begin? Okay, VOC, you're getting a goddamn shirt because you gave me the perfect line break moment to compare here. You know, I think TLM also needs a Who the Fuck is Liz shirt because, I mean, come on, it's Who the Fuck is Liz, and bank the earning with that piece. And now comes to the brutal, the fourth shirt. Who's getting the fourth shirt in my four shirt bonanza? You know what? I'm gonna dish that out to KDK. Alright, there we go. So Seraphly, KDK, TLM, VOC. I'm giving the shirts to you. This is gonna be super awkward because now I have to find a place that will actually print shirts in the middle of a fucking quarantine. Good luck. Hashtag rip. Alright, so, no joke, all of these pieces were, like, really fucking good. Like, I genuinely enjoyed reading everything here. It's hard for me, after all this time, I mean, in case it's not obvious, I have not judged a writing contest in a very long time. So, this one is kind of loose and laid back and chill, and that's just the way it's gonna be. So don't fret, I guess. Like, everybody did a great job. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't lose sleep over results of this particular contest. And that's where things stand now. So what's coming next? Well, I think it's time to revive GGW. So the traditional way to do GGW is pretty much out the window. So here's my plan. May, June, July, we'll have monthly contests much in the same way as what's going on now, but there's no prize pool at this point. Really what it is to accumulate the most points you possibly can with your work, and then the top competitors of that will go on to some sort of playoff round in August, August to September, and the winner at the end of this whole ordeal will get an actual trophy. I will bring back a prism. So, like, a nice glass gloriousness. If you want to see a picture, just ask, you know, PK, I'm sure, or Frosted, or, you know, whoever has a prism. I don't actually know who all has a prism anymore. I think Utara have a prism? I don't know. Whatever. It's on the website. Look it up. I'm too lazy because I'm now 25 minutes into recording this bullshit. What you need to know now is, nay, anything goes. Write whatever the fuck you want. Give it to me. It's all good. End of May, I'll score them, and we'll just move on to the accumulated totals, and by the end of summer, we'll have another trophy to add to the prize pool. So, again, thanks to everyone for participating. I'm gonna have to, please don't start coughing in the middle of doing this. Y'all know what's coming. I'm digging down real fucking deep. Get the hell off my recording, you goddamn hippies!